Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, y'all, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We like to welcome y'all in. Let's go ahead and get nice and sexy and get comfortable. So y'all know what time it is. I'm going to go ahead and get comfortable. I'm going to go ahead and turn off these lights so we can get nice and intimate. Welcome to the Teapot Studio. Again, I am your host, Big Bap. We starting off the night tonight. Just me, my host, co-host CJ, is not with us just yet. She may or may not join us because, y'all, let's understand, today is Wild Wits Wednesday. We've been busy. But let's go ahead and take the time to introduce y'all, welcome y'all to the studio. If you would like to call in tonight, of course, the number is 319-527-6703. If you're in the chat room, come on in, chat away. We say hi, we say welcome, join us. Let's do that. If you want to follow us live on the air tonight, you can follow us through Blog Talk Radio. That is how you catch this show live. If you are looking for it, I will continue to share it throughout the night, but we're going to get started. So, guys, in this season, I've been talking to so many different people. I've been trying to get so many different understandings. And for me in this season, y'all, the word for me in this season has been accountability. Accountability. Not because accountability is a word that we overuse or underuse or don't appreciate or don't understand. We simply don't take the time to sit down and look at what words mean and how we apply them to our everyday life. And so tonight we're going to take the time and we're going to go down a little fun section that I like to call, how do we get better with ourselves, before we get into the things that we're going to talk about tonight. And one of the words for me is accountability, right? And we get in our feelings when people want to talk about it. We get in our feelings when people want to call us out for it. And we get in our feelings because we don't truly look at what the word means. And there's a bunch of different words, a bunch of different ways to look at this word. But the word accountability itself is a noun. The definition of the word means a fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. The lack of accountability has corroded public respect. Okay? Accountability can come in the terms of ethics and governance. It's equated to the answerability, culpability, liability, and the expectations of accounts given. As in the aspect of governance, it has been central to discussions related to the problems in the public sector, nonprofit, private, and individual context. For me, I'm going to use individual context. We're not going to get into business. Individual context, accountability. What are you on your day-to-day activities? What are you responsible for? Are you ensuring that the day-to-day responsibilities that you say that you hold yourself accountable for, are you there? Are you able? Are you managing to give yourself everything that you are supposed to give itself thereafter? And in many cases, we realize and we understand that you guys don't always understand or don't always know or don't always understand what that is. And to not belittle, berate, besmirch, dismay, bemoan, or any of those other things, we give you guys an opportunity to take the time to look at these words because they matter. They matter to us. They matter to those around us. They matter to those who we talk to and entertain. The words that we use day to day, how we use them, how we interact. Today, I took the time to be accountable for a lot of things. I had conversations with people. I told people what they needed to hear, not what they wanted to hear, because I wanted to be accountable for my actions and be accountable for the truth that we were going to hold over each person that we decided that we were going to hold these things to be self-truth and self-evident. So we did that, and we do it, and we continue to grow and let grow. So I say welcome. How have you been? Welcome to Hump Day. We're getting ready to go into full moon energy as we get our day started, our night started, our weekend started at Hump Day, because some of y'all are already on weekend. Some of y'all are done with y'all stuff for the week, and the rest of us is humping. But welcome to Hump Day. Welcome to the full moon season. If you're a Pisces, watch your communication, be creative, do a lot of written work. If you're an Aries, understand that you're in a season where a lot of people are going to try you. If you're a Gemini, watch your words. Communication for you in this season is going to be real strong, good and or bad. I would be more creative and more active than opinionated in this season, Gemini. Who else do we have? We have Aries, Geminis. Who else? Leos. In this playful season of a full moon, you're going to be a ball of emotions. You're going to be all over the place for about the next 6 to 10 days. Capricorn, this is going to be really, you guys are going to be on different polar ends of the spectrum. You're going to be completely happy. You're going to be ready to commit mass murder. It's up to you and the people around you.
But it's time to have accountability of our actions. It's time to sit down and look at all of who we are. Look at our physical. Look at our metaphysical. Look at our spiritual. Look at our psychological. I say this regularly. If you need help, get help. If you want help, seek help. But no one can make you be anything that you don't want to be. So, as always, I say thank you for listening. We're getting slow. We're getting started slow tonight because, y'all, I'm trying to slow down. And when I say, wow, it's Wednesday, I have been telling people over the last 21 days, my calendar is full. I can't help. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. My calendar, y'all, right now is full till probably after my birthday. If it's not on my calendar, if it's not penciled in, if it hasn't been scheduled, I can't do it. Because in this last season, I had to procrastinate on certain things so I could get me back good. But in this season, as I get caught up, you know, words matter. As we get caught up and go forward, you have to make sure that you still limit the access that you give yourself from everybody else. You can't overdo you in the process of trying to be around people. And understand that paramount, that it's not hurting anyone else's feelings if you actually tell them what you can and can't do. We often get caught up in saying, well, I can't do this, or I don't have the ability to do this, the desires to do this, or the means to do this. But the most important thing that we have to understand, it's not just about having the means. It's not just about having the desires. It's also about having the accountability to do the right thing as we go about living our day-to-day life. And it's easy. It's easy to get caught up in other things, but we attempt not to. We choose not to. We believe not to. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, y'all, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Give you love. And every time that I'm with you, on the feet. Jesus,